This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military announced Thursday what it called new and improved measures to bring humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, including constructing a new land crossing into northern Gaza. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Haggari said in a video statement the new crossing would enable more aid to flow directly to civilians in the area that have been challenging for the trucks to access. International humanitarian groups have complained for months about barriers in bringing aid by truck into Gaza, citing both being delayed by the Israeli military and having a lack of safe access to areas such as northern Gaza due to the devastation of the war. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on how 10 days ago, an aid convoy in Gaza became an Israeli target, resulting in the deaths of 7 aid workers.
Aid organizations use complex systems to try to keep their teams safe in Gaza. Typically, they send an advanced plan to COGAT, an Israeli defense arm, which then shares it with the army. As deliveries unfold, the aid groups can communicate with the military in real time. Workers for World Central Kitchen carry GPS transmitters that track their locations, according to an organization employee. But many relief workers have expressed concerns about the deconfliction system. It hasn't been working well, says Chris Skopek, a Washington-based official with the aid group Project Hope, citing poor communication and coordination. And when it doesn't work well, he says, people can die. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's parliament passed a law Thursday that will govern how the country recruits new draftees following months of delay after thousands of amendments were submitted to water down the initial draft. The law was spurred by a request from the military command under former Army Commander Valery Zeluzhny, who said Ukraine needs up to 500,000 new recruits to boost Army ranks. This is VOA News. Floods in Gulf cities and towns across Russia and Kazakhstan Wednesday after Europe's third largest river burst its banks, forcing about 110,000 people to evacuate and swamping parts of the Russian city of Orenburg. Reuters correspondent Leila Shirakshi reports.
Rapidly melting snow has swelled major rivers, including the Ural, which runs through Orenburg towards the Caspian Sea. Climate science professor at Reading University, Maria Shargendanova, said the unusual floods may be explained not only by heavy snow this last winter, but also the speed of the melt, possibly due to climate change.
Within basically days, temperatures went from zero and to 17, 18 or even 20 degrees. And that's what caused a very, very rapid snow melt.
Russian officials said it is the worst flooding in Orenburg since records began. Russian news agencies quoted the emergencies ministry as saying 38 tons of aid, food, drugs and other necessities had been flown into the region.
That's Reuters correspondent Leila Shirakshahi reporting. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced Thursday a plan to overhaul his nation's economy, directing money into manufacturing and clean energy industries in an effort to build a more resilient economy. Speaking in Brisbane, Albanese unveiled what he called the Future Made in Australia Act to help compete with global partners who are providing massive subsidies into new industries. He compared it to the massive infrastructure bill approved in the U.S. 2 years ago.
Nations are drawing an explicit link between economic security and national security. The so-called Washington Consensus has fractured, and Washington itself is pursuing a new direction. The United States has implemented the Inflation Reduction Act and CHIPS Acts and pursued what they call a small yard, high fence approach to critical industries.
The Australian Prime Minister said the plan would boost investment in Australia's renewable energy resources, including battery production and green hydrogen. Former U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday lost yet another attempt to delay his upcoming criminal trial for allegedly falsifying his company's records. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
For a third straight day, Trump's lawyers asked for a delay, and for the third straight day, they were told no. This time, the Trump legal team asked the appeals court to halt the case indefinitely while it fights to have the trial judge removed. They're challenging several rulings by Judge Juan Mershon. Trump's hush money trial is scheduled to start Monday and is the first of his four criminal indictments slated to go to trial. It also would be the first criminal trial ever of a former president. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide the true nature of payments made in connection with a scheme to suppress damaging stories about him during the 2016 presidential campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.